two great questions that are often misunderstood. Most people think that a recession is two consecutive quarters of economic contraction, so real GDP going down. That's actually not the definition. It's a much more broad-based kind of take than that, and it has to do with things like consumer spending and jobs. And, you know, those two areas are actually quite strong right now. People are spending still quite freely, even in real terms, even if you account for inflation. And one of the reasons for that, Tony, is because a lot of people and a lot of businesses, they have quite good balance sheets, meaning that they came out of this downturn with pretty good savings. Now, some of that was because they weren't spending during the lockdown, but some of it was also because of the fiscal support, the American Rescue Plan. It really did help not just drive one of the best labor markets that we've seen in generations, but some better household balance sheets than we've seen in the past, and that should help us going forward. Now, look, the question of are we in a recession, we never know that until fairly late in the game, because the folks who make that judgment are depending on data that come in with a lag. But we just wrote something, it's on our website at the Council of Economic Advisors, that says if you look at the data for the first half of the year, they're very inconsistent with any kind of a recessionary call, and we're comfortable with that assertion.